Hello, welcome to the Amazing Career Project. This is video number 6, assessing and closing your power gaps. So today's takeaway is this: each of us has power gaps, areas where we don't feel strong, where we don't feel confident, where we don't feel self-worth. The key is to find your power gaps, address them, and you'll move forward exponentially. So let me discuss my idea of what are these power gaps and how did I even uncover what these are. So as I mentioned to you, I had an 18-year corporate career, which ended in, you know, abruptly after 9/11 being laid off. And it was incredibly challenging for me. And I realize now I had these power gaps all along the way, but I didn't recognize it. I didn't realize it. Even though I got outside help, that outside help didn't move me forward, didn't help me see, didn't help me understand that many women are challenged with these problems, but they don't know it, right? Because we're working so hard focused on ourselves to make it work. So after leaving my corporate life and becoming a therapist and a coach, I started delivering talks and trainings around where I live in Connecticut to women, professional women, about how do we thrive through change. And this is what I noticed, and I tell you, it shocked me down to my toes. Literally 9 out of 10 working women were as broken down and miserable as I had been. And I don't mean broken down in a clinical sense. I mean exasperated, defeated, miserable. And I said, what's going on here? This literally feels like a hidden epidemic. It feels like so many women are challenged here, but they can't speak about it. They don't know where to turn. They don't know where to get help. And it's not safe to talk about it. Now, thankfully, so much has changed in the past 5 years. Women's issues are in the national conversation. If you've read the Atlantic Monthly article, for instance, about the work-life balance challenges, being what you want to be as a contributive professional and what you want to do as a family person or a mother or someone caring for your elderly parents. It's an intensely challenging time. So I noticed that these challenges are happening over and over again, and they look the same. And so I did a year-long research study with women who had those challenges but overcame them to great success. So what I'm sharing with you here is what I learned from that research study, and the model that I use to understand, to help people understand, are they in a crisis mode or are they simply in a rough patch? And they're very different. What is crisis? In my view, it's when life smacks you across the face and pushes you down at your knees and you wake up and say, I will not tolerate this one more minute. I'm done. I can't continue with this. And that was me. That was me in the corporate world. And no matter what help I tried to get, therapist, career counselor, assessments, mentors, nothing moved me forward. Nothing until the universe gave me a big, big, stiff boot out. And what I want to share with you is, it doesn't serve you to be in denial if you're experiencing these gaps, these crises. We've got to face them and shift around them, and there is a way, I promise you. So let me share with you what I learned about the 4 levels of empowerment or disempowerment. So if you can think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and it was a pyramid, this has a similar look. It's a pyramid where there are 4 levels, and I'm talking about empowerment with yourself, with the world, with others, and with your highest self. So let me share with you what that means. Let's start at the bottom, empowerment with self. What this means is when you're empowered with yourself, you feel worthy. You feel worthy of love. You accept yourself. You honor all aspects of your physical being. And you don't suppress parts of yourself. You bring your whole self to what you're doing. That's empowerment with self. Empowerment with others. You may rock in terms of self-confidence, but when you're working with others, you feel like you're chewed alive and spit out, right? That's not empowered with others. What we're looking for is the sense of respect, that you're recognized and respected and valued, and you recognize and respect and value others. The 3rd level is empowerment with the world, and this is about how you are as a vessel for what you want to be in the world. And within this level, we're talking about your financial well-being, because money, as we've talked about, is an energy form in the world, right? We're talking about, are you doing what you want to do? Being who you want to be in the world? Serving as an agent for change, for instance, for what you want? And the highest level is empowerment with your higher self. And I've talked about this before, I'd like to reiterate, it's not a religious concept at all, it's a spiritual idea. It's the idea that you are greater than this. You have a higher dimension that can see much more broadly, much more expansively, that if you connect to it, you connect with wisdom and resources and help and support and knowledge that you are not otherwise connected to. But you have to be open to accessing that information, that higher self dimension. So those are the four levels. What I'd like you to think about is, where do you feel you fall on that pyramid today? Where are you rocking it? And where do you feel a little less than powerful? The self, others, world, or higher self. And I want you to know, it's not a linear thing. We're not going up and out. It's circular. At any given moment, you might have a challenge that brings you back down. For instance, let's say you're in the higher self mode, but then you have an ailment or an illness. That might pop you right back down to self, and you have to attend to yourself. It's all about the circularity and growing and learning and building on that learning. Now what I want to share with you about is the 12 hidden crises that I mentioned earlier that many, many working women face. My quantitative study that followed the qualitative study showed that 9 out of 10 women are having at least one of these crises, and on average, they're having 3 at the same time. That's challenging, right? To be balancing all of that, all that isn't going well. So I want to share these with you. I would like you to listen and make a note of what you feel resonates with you in what I'm sharing. And later in the homework, I'm going to help you assess, is this really a crisis or just a tough time, and what do I do about it? So, in the level of the self, there are 3 crises, and they're articulated in the language of, I can't do this. I just can't. I don't have it in me. I can't, right? That's how you know there's a broken down aspect to it. So the first is, I can't resolve my chronic health problems. Now you might ask, what does that have to do with amazing career success? I feel that they're inextricably linked. I think your physical vessel is what you need in life to be all you want. And when you are chronically ill, there's a message, usually, in terms of what you're doing for a living that's impacting your health. Let me give you a personal example. As I've mentioned before, I had for 4 years in my corporate life something called tracheitis. Every 3 months, I would get a terrible tracheal infection. It hurt, it was painful, I got a fever, I couldn't get out of bed, I couldn't speak. I remember looking down at my children and nothing would come out. Imagine me, who speaks and sings and loves to use my voice, voice gone. And I knew, despite all the help I was getting, something's wrong. And so I knew I needed help at a different level, and I went to an energy healer. And I wasn't open to that at the time. Now, of course, I've studied energy healing and love it. I went to an energy healer, and without knowing a thing about me, she said, wow, what are you doing for a living? And how are you being not true to yourself? You're causing an infection, not me literally, but what I'm doing and how I'm rubbing against what I really value and what I really love. It's all creating an infection here because I'm not being true to myself. I'm not speaking truth. And I thought, oh, wow, that's interesting. But I was in denial, just like we talked about in a former video. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to leave this job of mine because it made a lot of money and it served that purpose. So I went to another energy healer. Okay, let me hear what you have to say. Same thing, but articulated a little differently. She said, this is a crying within. How are you crying within? What are you doing for a living? I said, okay, wow. And I want you to know, even that wasn't enough to move me forward. But after 9/11 and my brutal layoff, I want to tell you with all honesty, from that day to this, I have never had tracheitis again. Gone. I have other things, of course, but it's not about using my voice. It's not about authenticity. It's not about my throat. So, resolving chronic health problems. The second crisis in this domain of empowerment with self is I can't get over this loss. I simply can't. And I've lived this as well, and I want you to know I've lived all 12 of these crises. I remember after I was laid off, that first week it was such a shock. I set the alarm for the same time every morning, and I got up and I put on my suit and I left the house, and I had nowhere to go. And I drove around. And that was because I had so overly identified with who that person was that I didn't know who I was without that job, without that title, without that money and salary, right? I couldn't get over the loss of it. If that's you, and I work with so many women who come to me, they can't get over the loss of a family member who's launched, a child, or they can't get over the loss of being fired or laid off. They simply can't get over it, even if they hated the job. If this resonates, I hope you'll take action, because there is a way through that. And my book, Breakdown Breakthrough, gives you specific step-by-step instructions and exercises to help you. The third is, I don't like who I've become. I can't stand who I've become. I have women who come to me who are at very high levels, who want to be inspiring leaders, want to be inspiring managers, want to be great role models, but they know they're not, because they can barely function in this toxic environment, or they're not being respected. Whatever it is, they don't like who they've become. That is a crisis, because you're here to use everything you are to the betterment of yourself and others. And if you don't like who you've become, you're not doing that. The next level, empowerment with others. Here are the three crises. The first is I can't speak up for myself. Every time I do, it goes badly. I get punished. I get alienated. It's a disaster. I can't speak up for myself. If you look at even men and women in their first job, a much higher number of men negotiate for their very first salary versus women 7%. So we, you know, a lot of this is cultural conditioning, neurobiology, what our core goals are as women. But the point is, we have to learn how to speak up for ourselves. We have to be able to articulate our needs and goals and have them met, right? So if you find you can't speak up for yourself, that's an important breakdown moment you need to look at. The second crisis in this is, I can't stop this cycle of mistreatment. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I get mistreated. I get bullied. I get drummed out. I get passed over, or worse. I get threatened. If this is you, if this resonates, it means one core thing, that your boundaries need to be shifted. And often this comes from childhood, and you can learn much more about this in my book as well. But you can stop this cycle of mistreatment. But first, you've got to know what you'll tolerate and what you won't. And know, put it on your radar about what you'll never tolerate again. The third crisis in this level of others, empowerment with others, is I can't get out of this crushing competition. It all feels so hard, like I'm in a competition and it's just crushing me down. And in these recessionary times, it's even more this way. Many people feel like they're in tough, tough competition for the very few jobs that there are, or even at work with other women, that they'd be thrown under the bus in a minute. If this is you, we have to look at how you're connected to competition and how you're needing to prove yourself over and over, and we need to help you release that. The next level, empowerment or disempowerment with the world. There are three core crises to this level. The first is I can't escape this financial trap. It means no matter what I do, I'm not making enough money, I can't pay my bills, there's always stress, there's always strain. That's a trap. And what we want to do is help you shift out of that, help you have a different money relationship. And a lot of that is looking back on what you learned and what you have to let go of and what you're ready for, what you're ready to do. How do you use yourself in service of others and make money? But if you can't get out of this financial trap, that's a crisis. The second is I can't use my real talents in life and work. Now, that may not sound like a crisis, but when you know you have so much to give, when you know you're so capable of delivering value and you can't find a way to do it, that feels like a crisis. Feels like a failure. The third is, I can't help others in the world the way I want to. You know, you might know, wow, I would really like to help alleviate poverty, but how can I do that in this job? Or I'd really like to start a nonprofit, or I'd really like to mentor young girls, but how can I do that? You can do that. You have to find a way, because that's your calling, right? And it can be within your job or it can be outside. And we're going to talk about that. Essence versus form, figuring out what you want and the right form of it. It's not always, I'm going to run out and do that for a job. It can be volunteer. It can be part of your church or your community, right? But feeling like you can't help others in the world and you desperately want to, it's a crisis. And finally, at the highest level, empowerment with the higher self. When you're not, there are three crises. The first is, I can't hold it all together. It's all fallen apart. I can't tell you how much I hear this. You know, I've lost my job. My husband got sick. My daughter's having troubles. It's all falling apart. If it's all falling apart, you're having a crisis and you need to pull back and get help from your higher self. Just like we talked about, you need help at a different level. As Einstein said, you cannot solve a problem on the level it was created. You need it at another level, the solution. The second is, I can't balance life and work. This is the top crisis I hear over and over and over and over. How do I do this? And there's so much written about it, so much I've written about it. The reality is you can't have two full-time jobs if you don't want to burn out and get mad and get resentful and break down. You can't be doing everything at home and doing everything at work. You have to prioritize, and they have to be fierce prioritizations. And you've got to live with the consequences. You've got to decide what matters most to you and then live with that and honor that. Finally, the last crisis in the higher self dimension is, I can't do work and play that I love. I simply can't. And if you feel that, you're connected to struggle, you're connected to the myth that you can't be all you want to be. You can do work and play that you love. We just have to figure out the right form of it again and how you want to be of use and find a way to be of value that you're paid highly for that. Those are the 12 crises on the four levels: self, others, world, and higher self. Please click the link below, do the homework, take the quiz. Are you just in a tough time, or is this a full-blown crisis? And if it is, read my book, Breakdown Breakthrough, with specific exercises to move you forward. You'll need to do that first before you can move forward to amazing success. We can't go from broken down and crisis-ridden to amazing success in one leap. It's a progression. We're not talking about perfection, we're talking about progress. So do that, do the work to help identify which of these resonates with you and what has to happen to move you forward. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.